friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation.
May we always dwell this land with respect and peace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord of heaven's reach and of earth reborn, you call us from starless graves to sing under infinite skies. We praise your name for those who have walked this way, unheralded and unnumbered, but known to you, their beginning, their end, and their joy in life. Give us the same grace to be unbound and to take the step of faith through Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega.
A reading from the Wisdom of Solomon. But the souls of the righteous are in the hands of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seem to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. For though in the sight of others they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Having been disciplined a little, they will receive great good, because God tested them and found them worthy of himself. Like gold in the furnace, he tried them, and like a sacrificial burnt offering, he accepted them. In the time of their visitation, they will shine forth and will run like sparks through the stubble. They will govern nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord will reign over them forever. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Such is the generation of those who seek him. l'Apocalypse. Alors je vis un ciel nouveau et une terre nouvelle, car le premier ciel et la première terre ont disparu et la mer n'est plus. Et la cité sainte, la Jérusalem nouvelle, je la vis qui descendait du ciel, d'auprès de Dieu, comme une épouse qui s'est parée pour son époux. Et j'entendis, venant du trône, une voix forte qui disait, « Voici la demeure de Dieu avec les hommes. Il demeurera avec eux. Ils seront ses peuples, et lui sera le Dieu qui est avec eux. Il essuiera toute larme de leurs yeux. La mort ne sera plus. Il n'y aura plus ni deuil, ni cri, ni souffrance, car le monde ancien a disparu. Et celui qui siège sur le trône dit, « Voici, je fais toutes choses nouvelles. » Puis il dit, « Écris, ces paroles sont certaines et véridiques. » Et il me dit, « C'en est fait, je suis l'alpha et l'oméga, le commencement et la fin. » Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When healing tears found Creator sets free, she crumpled at his feet and wept. Wisdom keeper, she said as tears ran down her face, if only you had been here, my brother would still be alive. Creator sets free stood there watching healing tears weeping at his feet. He looked around and saw all the tribal members who came with her also weeping. A deep anguish began to well up inside him, and he was troubled in his spirit. He cried out, "Where did they bury him?" "Wisdom keeper, come with us," they said to him. "We will show you." Creator Sets Free wept. When the tribal members saw his tears, some said, "See how deeply he cared for him?" But others said, "If this man could open the eyes of a blind man, why could he not have kept this man from dying?" Creator Sets Free, still deep in anguish, found his way to the family burial place. It was a cave, and a large stone blocked the entrance. Creator Sets Free cried out, "Take away the stone." Head woman whispered to him, "Wisdom keeper, he has been dead 4 days. There will be a terrible smell." He said, "Do you not remember what I told you? If you believed, you would see the shining greatness of the Great Spirit." They rolled the stone away from the burial cave. Creator Sets Free turned his eyes upward toward the sky and said, "I thank you, Father, that you have already heard my prayers and always listened to me. The reason I say this out loud is so that all who are standing around me can hear and believe that you sent me." Then the voice of Creator Sets Free pierced the silence as he cried out with a loud voice, "Creator helps him, come out of there." Creator Helps Him came stumbling out of the burial cave with his ceremonial wrappings still clinging to his head, hands, and feet. Creator Sets Free told the people, "Take off his wrappings and set him free." The Gospel of Christ.
I speak to you in the name of the risen Christ who calls us to resurrection. Amen. We have in our long-standing Christian tradition a word that you may have heard or maybe not, the word Triduum. Triduum refers to the 3 days. It's a Latin word that means 3 days. And it is Maundy Thursday, so the meal Jesus shared, and then he goes out to the garden and prays, and he's arrested there. And then Good Friday, which is where Jesus is on the cross and dies. And then the Saturday, Easter Eve, where we read the resurrection, the 3 days. But I've learned a new way to apply this word. There is another triduum. Maybe you could call it a little triduum or a second triduum. And it is All Saints Day and the night before All Hallows Eve, which is the equivalent of Christmas Eve to Christmas Day. All Hallows Eve is to All Saints Day. And then on November 2nd, All Souls Day. So again, a 3 days. But these ones are not as focused on Christ's resurrection, they're focused on ours. And so we have some customs that go with these 3 days. We make All Hallows Eve all lighthearted and fun with pumpkins and costumes, but that is to lead us into All Saints Day, where we remember those role models and people of faith who have carried the faith for us. And then the next day, we remember all those who have died, good and bad and in between. We remember them because they loved us and we loved them. Now, onto that triduum, we're going to add Remembrance Sunday next week, where we will read the names of the fallen. But I would like to focus on these particular 3 days by bringing you to the first reading from the Wisdom of Solomon about the righteous being in the hand of God. And I want to do that by reading the names of our community who have died. I've been at St. John's for 3.5 years, pushing 4 actually. And I want to read the names of those who have died over that period. We have a register, a memorial book. It's a beautiful book. It's done in calligraphy. Bill Broughton is the one who organizes it now, and our calligraphers are Heather Mallett and then Joan Massey. And it begins in 1980, and it goes through all the deaths that have happened in this community. I'm going to start where I began, because there was a burial right after I arrived. If you've been a part of St. John's for a time, you're going to recognize names. And I'd ask you to let me know by when you hear a name that you know, just give us a bit of an acknowledgement with your head so we have a sense of how connected they are to us. If you are new to St. John's, they'll all be strange names, but you will see people around you who have a connection to them. I'm going to begin with the first one that I experienced. It was a burial in Beechwood, and it was in the pandemic. We wore masks outside. How things have changed. So this is a death from 2020, but the burial was in 2021. Irene Maria Broughton. And then continuing in 2021, Joan Barabay, Dorothy Berg. 2022, David Jarraway, Bill Baxter, Jane Anderson, Marie Fountain, Dora Broughton, Bruce Marshall, Ron Hanna, John Zegers, Dennis Stinson, Cliff Parfait, 2023, Jan Calder, 2024, Phyllis Beach, Saskia Mufels, Katie Seymour, Robin Dorrell, Sarah Whitehead. The book is a work in progress, and we will keep adding names. You'll see it here, and you're welcome to come and look through it as the service concludes. These days, people aren't having a funeral immediately after someone has died. Mostly, they're waiting and having a kind of a celebration of life a few weeks later, preferably on a Saturday, so they can invite their family and people can be off from work. And in that celebration of life way of doing a worship service, we've adapted the prayers. We have prayers that are in our official liturgy in the Book of Alternative Services. And we have adapted one of those prayers because it fits very well with a celebration of life. And I'm going to do that prayer for all of these names that we've heard. You may have some other names on your heart. And so please think of them as included in this prayer. Let us pray. God of grace and glory, we give you thanks for these, our loved ones. We thank you for the friendship they gave and for the strength and peace they brought. We thank you for the love they offered and received while with us on earth. We pray that everything good in their lives will endure and be of benefit to others, and that all that was important to them will be respected by those who follow. We ask you that they may go on living in their family and friends, in their hearts and minds, in their courage and their consciences. We ask you that we who were close to them may now, because of their death, be even closer to each other, and that we may, in peace and friendship here on earth, always be deeply conscious of your promise to be faithful to us in death. May God grant us courage and confidence. Amen. There is a phrase that particularly stands out to me in that prayer. It is that everything good in their lives will endure. I think that's a very fitting phrase to talk about the saints that we have in our lives, that the things that were good in their lives will endure. Now, there are names that we remember. There are probably other names that we forget or we didn't know them well. I had an experience of family history this past summer. I visited a friend who was uncovering her genealogy, and she was in the 1600s. She didn't know any of those people. I think it was more about figuring out her own identity, but it reminded me that when I was 18, I met my great-grandmother for the first time, and this was significant to me. It felt like a real connection. And I had done a little family tree hunting myself, and of course I realized there are names on there that I don't know. And how many generations can you go back where you knew your grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents? We lose those names, we lose the emotional connection to them. But does that mean that they weren't important names? These parish names that we read, some of them are remembered by you. There were other people who have died over these years and we haven't remembered their names. There are parish names on the plaques on the walls. Some of us have studied the genealogy, so we know a little bit about them. But there are people who don't have plaques as well. And is that important? I've been thinking about how they have all contributed to who we are here now. If you can imagine back to the 1920s or the 1940s, this church was built in 1890, so even back to then, people have been praying together in this space, and our current prayers trace all the way back in a continuity of people to those first people who were here. Our prayers are in layers on top of previous prayers in this place. There are Anglican churches that use incense, and they'll talk about how the prayers, like the incense, are soaked into the wood. Well, we don't have the incense here soaking into the wood, but it's a good image to look around at this wood milled by lumber barons and imagine how many prayers have echoed into these grains of wood over all those years since 1890. So many prayers, and ours are just the latest patina on top of them. There was one this year that saved our bacon. We needed to replace a roof, and Henry Sawatsky left money in his will. And so there's construction scaffolding outside. You know, there are a few parking spots that are now not accessible. And it's a beautiful story about how Henry actually didn't come to church. His wife came to church. And then after she died, there was a funeral, and then he started coming to church. And there was a journey of faith and love that ended up with him leaving a memorial gift. Nobody befriended him in an ulterior motive that he should leave a gift. Doesn't happen that way. He was just moved by the faith and the community and his own journey and his love for his wife to be part of a community where people pray. Now, we can hope that future people will save our bacon and cover rebuild future roofs in the place, but we don't operate like that. We operate out of being present in the immediacy of relationships and faith together. We pray together. That's what we do. We do also have stewardship campaigns, and we're in the middle of one, where we, as an expression of our ongoing faith and prayers, invite people to participate by helping us plan our future offerings together. And so there are packages for that at the back of the church, and maybe you have yours already. The stewardship committee has proposed that And we would consider increasing our offering by 5% in the coming year as an amount that's a challenge but not impossible to do. And to step back from it into All Saints, it's simply a layer of our prayers going into the future. I was kind of wondering what Lazarus had to do with that. Because that story, we didn't choose we don't choose our readings in an Anglican liturgy. We follow a 3-year schedule that is shared around the world among Anglican churches, among Catholic churches, United, Presbyterian, Lutheran. We share these readings. It's an expression of our intended unity that we would do that. And so people are hearing about Lazarus today. You heard him in the First Nations translation, so you had to look and see it in brackets there that it was indeed Lazarus we were talking about. And it's a beautiful translation because it's jarring and gets us thinking about it from different dimensions. And yet the faith was there. We don't look to Lazarus being resuscitated and say, oh, well, lucky him, he gets to die again. We're to look at him and say, I don't know what the future beyond death is for those of our loved ones whose names we read. I don't know what the future beyond death is for me. There's nothing in the scripture that tells us this is what it's going to look like. And yet, we believe from reading after reading, Sunday after Sunday, that God is good, and God is good all the time. And so I don't find that I agonize about when my death will be and what would come after that. I'm going to trust that God is good and that God is good all the time. I think the echo of the prayers in the space here are a legacy of other people who have believed that and whose past faith will help hold us up in our current faith that God is here with us and that God is good. Amen.
Thank you. On this Sunday in the octave of All Saints, we remember that today we share in the table of the saints of God, and with them will be fulfilled with joy in the eternal kingdom through Jesus Christ. Compassionate God, you raise up that which has fallen and bring back to life that which has died. Enter our lives with transforming power, that we might be returned to your fellowship and embrace. Lord, in your steadfast love, embrace us. Gracious God, surround your church and spiritual leaders everywhere, that they may live by hope at a time of disillusionment and fear for what is happening in our world. Especially strengthen with hope Shane, our bishop, and our metropolitan Gary, our parish priest, and his ministry team of Alan, Christina, Pat, Kimberly, Carrie, Jesse, Monica, Barb, Jeff, and Melody. Teach all of us here at St. John's to be people of hope, strengthening one another and those whom we reach out to. Lord, in your steadfast love,
embrace us.
We pray for the nations of the world, for those among them who work for peace and cooperation. We pray for Canada, for our for Justin, our Prime Minister, for Doug and Francois, our premiers. We pray that we may continue our national plan of reconciliation with First Nations, that it may be not just a political goal, but also a personal goal. Especially today, we pray for the people of the United States and their election on Tuesday. May the angel of darkness, which enthralls so much of the electorate, be dispelled so that good government may thrive. Lord, in your steadfast love, the psalmist proclaims, "The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it." May we be awakened to this truth and act as good stewards of that which has been entrusted to us. Open our ears to the words of scientists and climate activists. Teach us to see ourselves as part of the great web of creation and to exercise appropriate agency for the good of our planet. Lord, in your steadfast love, compassionate God, you hear the cries of those suffering from the symptoms of the world, suffering from the systems of the world which cause violence, war, greed, and the lust for power. We pray especially for the people of Ukraine, Gaza, Lebanon, Sudan, Yemen, Syria, and many other places, for all who have lost their lives, been displaced, and for refugees around the world. Lord, in your steadfast love. Suffering is contrary to what you want for your people, O Lord. You suffer with those who suffer. Teach us to sow ourselves, stand alongside those who suffer, that they may find comfort. In our parish, We pray for those who are sick and those who mourn. I invite you to name in your hearts, or aloud if you so choose, the names of those whom you carry there. We remember on this octave of All Saints, the saints who have gone before us in this church, and we give thanks for them. We remember all of the saints throughout the world and all of the great traditions who work for peace, who love people, who bring people together, who strive to find solutions to problems. Lord Jesus, may we be amongst those who know themselves to be climbing the holy hill of God, those who have clean hands and a pure heart, and those who do not lift up their souls to what is false. May we receive the Lord's blessing. Lord, in your steadfast love. Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Garde vos cœurs et vos esprits dans la connaissance et l'amour de Dieu et de son Fils Jésus-Christ, notre Sauveur. Et la bénédiction de Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père, Fils et Esprit-Saint, descende sur vous, demeure parmi vous et parmi tous ceux et toutes celles que vous aimez, aujourd'hui et à jamais. Amen.
Thank you. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks.